Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
What to do at quarterback? We're going to talk about that in a second. I also want to remind you, Guardians tickets went on sale for the playoffs. So if they have to have a third game, it's there too, but you want to go out if you want to get tickets. They were on sale, I think, at 10 o'clock. They went on sale right after 10 o'clock at CLEGuardians.com. Is that right? CLEGuardians.com. To make sure that if you want to get tickets into that, you can knock yourself out. So I do want to talk about Browns for a second here. And, you know, we get into the quarterback situation. Flacco yesterday was 16 of 34, 184 yards, two picks, sacked three times. I don't know that Joe Flacco is the problem, I'll be honest with you, because, I don't think you can walk into an NFL game with three-fifths of your offensive line. They're missing both tackles. So maybe today...
The Packers did last night.
Can you do it every game? You had a plan. What should you be?
The injuries have been really rough. There's no question.
Okay, so
teams overcome that.
Okay, what I'm saying is, I think you're already at a disadvantage when your wide receivers are missing, either Joe Flacco is missing them on routes or they're dropping passes. So that's a bad mix to start. Then you throw in an offensive line that is three-fifths whole, and it's been that way all season. We don't know what's going to happen moving forward, other than the fact they picked up Cam Robinson today, which hopefully that's a good trade. I would hope that would help.
I just described him as a good Band-Aid to Dan.
Well, they need a Band-Aid.
He scoffed at that.
What would you call him then? I mean, they're bleeding all over the place.
He's kicked around the league for a number of years now.
Same old. I mean, the guy's been inactive for the Houston Texans for the last four games. Three games? I don't even know what week it is anymore.
He's played in three games this year and has one start. So,
and has been,
according to footballreference.com,
was inactive this week. Now, that might have been because they were trying to figure out a trade. But has been a part of one of the worst offensive lines in football. And we're looking at this going, improvement.
Well, it is,
Dan. Is he better than Cornelius Lucas?
In theory, he should be.
I think it's all the same.
It's not. I mean, if he's better than him and you do get Jack Conklin back, let's pray.
You should be better.
You should be better on the offensive line. And the schedule should loosen up a little bit here, coming up.
And there are factors here. We can go back to the Watson trade and the number ones that, you know, got traded and the other picks that got traded. That's true. You needed to figure out a way to work around that.
Munford didn't play. I don't know if he'll be ready for next week. I don't know if it makes a difference. But
well, you hope so.
I would hope so, too. It gives you a little bit of strength.
Right. There's They're throwing stuff at it. The problem is they're throwing stuff at it. And you're 4 weeks in. You don't want to do that. And
regardless of everything that I just said, I mean, I can make a thousand excuses to keep Joe Flacco in there and let him play quarterback. He also said, and go read Scott's column because he talked about it yesterday after the game, look, I know why they hired me. I know why I'm here. I get it. And he also understands the business part of this. I just don't know at 1-3 where you're going with this thing. And I don't have a real problem if they said to me, or if they said to us, not me, all of us.
They're going to call you?
Yeah, they're going to go, Andy, hey, we're going to go with Dylan Gabriel this week, or we're going to go with Shedeur Sanders. I don't even care. Okay, go for it. They don't have anything to lose right now. I don't. One in three. Yeah. I don't feel like there's any great urgency to say, okay, Joe's got to start. We got to start, Joe. I don't know if they got to do anything. In fact, the rest of this draft class has looked pretty good. So why not roll the dice on one of your two quarterbacks that you put in here? If it looks ugly, what are you going to do? What's the worst case? Go back to Joe Flacco. Sometimes you need to go to the bullpen. I've always felt that. I think teams sometimes are hesitant to do that. And I'm to be honest with you, I'm a little hesitant to do that too, because I'd like to give a rookie a chance to, again, figure out things in the NFL and see what they're like. Is this enough games for them to say they're not really rookies anymore, even though they haven't stepped on the field? I mean, barely.
Can I go my Cargrove on you again?
Yeah, there's two ways to go with this. And right now I'm at the feeling at 1-3, if Joe has to watch this thing from the sidelines to see one of these young guys get out there and play, I'm not going to argue.
Joe isn't the problem, or at least not all of the problem. I also don't think he's the solution.
It's an interesting way to look at it. Yeah.
There are major issues here. The offensive line has been injured. Has it played well? I don't think you can separate the injuries from the thought of, is it playing well? You know what I mean? If the guys were all there and healthy, then I think you can make that decision. The wide receivers have not been good. They've not helped. And the running game has been better. I think Quinshon looks like the real deal. But Joe wasn't the solution when you named him the starter. I mean, if we want to go real big picture here, I think the entire tone for this season was set the minute they traded down from 2 and picked up another number 1 next year. That screams quarterback next year. All right, so then why do you want to win games this year then? I know everybody wants to win games. I know that. We all know that. But if you're going to take a quarterback next year, don't you want your choice? And you decided
it bothers me to think that they would waste this defense.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I also think that
they're trying, but
if you're sitting in the office trying to figure out what can help you win, if you've got a defense like this, it's a quarterback who just doesn't turn the ball over. And that, really, that's what they would need.
On him either, though.
No, and I'm not saying it is. And it's like BR, a buddy of ours, sent me a text yesterday, and he goes, this isn't complicated. Turnover ratio. Look at Pittsburgh. They're plus 35 since 2023. You know what the Browns are? Minus 37. Hold on to the football. Don't lose the football. Andy, take care of the football.
You can win divisions with a minus number. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That was baseball.
That's baseball.
I'm sorry.
Minus 6.
Sorry.
Minus 6 will get you the
Sorry about that. I forgot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
So, look at the quarterback situation. Did you really think going into the season having Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders was a recipe for winning football games? No. If you've listened to our show, you've heard that. The guy that might have given you the best chance of winning this year is sitting for the Las Vegas Raiders right now.
And you believe that. I don't know. Like, Jeff, what you want to believe.
Joe's not look good.
I know you want to keep saying that. Kenny Pickett, I don't know if it would have made a difference if it was Pickett or Flacco.
I don't know either, but
the
I sure
only
would have
upside
liked,
was
I sure
the
would have
age.
Liked to have found out.
The age thing was the upside.
Andy, Joe's not look good.
But he wasn't healthy. He can't make the club from the tub. I mean, he wasn't healthy.
He was healthy because the Raiders traded for him.
he wasn't healthy enough to play while he was here during the preseason.
He was ready to go at the start of the season, traded him.
He was hurt.
Why did the Raiders trade for him to be their backup quarterback then?
Why did we trade him? I mean, everyone says this. You hear this time and time again.
You know why we traded him? Because we're drafting a quarterback next year, and you want the best pick possible. Can we just admit that?
No, yes and no.
Yes.
No fan in their right mind wants to sit there and go, let's wait till next year.
Nobody, of course not. That's why nobody has said it, Andy. Andy, you drafted quarterbacks in the third and the fifth. They're not your quarterbacks of the future. If they are, boy, did you get lucky. Congratulations.
Boy, they seemed pretty excited when they drafted Dylan Gabriel. Like, they thought they had their quarterback of the future. Well, at least, I don't know. I mean,
if they thought he was the quarterback of the future, then you would have drafted him earlier. You don't want to run the risk of him being taken by somebody else. You traded down from two. You picked up another number one. And you got rid of the guy who, at least in my opinion, would have given you the best chance to win this year. It screams you're taking a quarterback next year. And you need to have the best position possible to make that happen.
Can I have at least
Let's
until
just connect
week,
all those dots? People.
Can I at least have till week eight to think that way? To
you can
not
have,
walk
you
into
can,
a season
you
and
can
think,
have
oh,
as long
it's
as
over.
You want. You can have as long as you want. Connect the dots. It leads to one thing and one thing only.
It leads to Jack and Solon, counselor.
Hello, Jack. How you been, bud?
Not bad. How are you guys doing?
Well, we mild be at finer. Best, dude.
Go Tribe. But what I wanted to call about, excuse my voice. So other than Joe Flacco, and I really can't blame him that much. He's 40 years old. What are the two major problems that we have on offense? Name the first two that come to your mind.
Offensive line, wide receivers.
Offensive line
exactly.
Health.
Exactly. Yeah. And what did we address of either one of those positions in the draft?
Well, you got Isaiah Bond after he got cleared.
Well, that's not really
that's fortunate, isn't it, Jack?
So, my point is, they didn't address our needs. This is what you get. This organization is a shambles. The defense is going to start giving up. Not giving up, but they're going to be resentful that we score 10 points a game. I mean, come on. This is... We did better than this when we came back in 99. This is not sustainable.
Daryl was given the numbers. I think we're right there. It's very, very close. There were three teams that were worse. Again, I've said this for a year and a half now. I'm almost more than that. You have 22 games. Of those 22 games that you've played, of the last 22 games, I think it's what, 20 or 19 games where they've scored 20 or less points. You walk into any NFL venue and they basically say, here's 21 points, go! Because they want the offense in the league and we don't have it.
You drafted two quarterbacks that aren't playing.
Yep.
One of which says he should be playing. And maybe he should.
And maybe he should.
But when you don't address, look, the most important thing, take it from Paul Brown, is the offensive line. We didn't address it. I don't know why they can't draft offensive linemen and receivers. We need new management. We got to gut this. This is not sustainable.
Want to gut the defense?
No, I don't want to gut the defense.
Okay, I don't either. Management. But I'm looking.
Just because they're from the Ivy League doesn't make them.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Okay, all right. Thanks, Jack. Seriously, Jeff. I mean, and we could do it from that phone call. Fix his team. They need two more offensive linemen and probably three wide receivers and a quarterback. I forgot about that. And a quarterback.
You need healthy healthy offensive linemen, and then you can make a determination. That said, you have older offensive linemen. You need to get some young guys in there and start building for the future. You have Zach Zinter. Maybe Zach's ready to go. Luke Whippler's on his way. Maybe Luke's going to be the guy. You need some younger offensive linemen, and you need some wide receivers who can make plays. I mean, that's not asking for too much. Green Bay's got about 17 of those guys.
All right, we'll get back into Guardians here in a minute because I know folks want to talk about that. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up at 1, Tyvus Paul at noon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.